Penthouse compares Judd Apatow's past mass shooting, F got in tranny jokes to his present wokeness. By Justin Caruso on February 14, 2019. Penthouse magazine published a 15-minute video on their new website Thursday that targeted Hollywood director Judd Apatow, using his own past of politically incorrect jokes against the left-wing director. The article, written by Mandy Stadmiller, accompanies a video that shows numerous examples of Judd Apatow himself, or in movies he's written, directed, or produced, ripping on LGBT people, making incest jokes, mocking consent, and more. In this video, I have used the long-heralded journalistic gotcha technique of spending hundreds of hours looking through Apatow's work in order to find some footage that portrays his hypocrisy in positioning himself as a moral arbiter of the comedy world, Stadmiller writes. Everyone should be aware of this technique. No one should trust journalists. And I say that as one, she continues. To that end, I have spent the last few weeks doing what all tabloid bread shitheels do, which is dig through the corners of the internet, researching Judd Apatow, the man, the myth, the hypocrite. The writer takes issue with Apatow's complete 180 and, as she puts it, his historical revisionism when attacking others despite his own history of anti-PC jokes. Stadmiller argues. To calmly attempt to transition from the man who made his millions off of faggot and tranny jokes in his always wildly sexist, in a hilarious way, sorry, guys, but sexism is hilarious, as is misandry, movies to his recent reinvention as Mr. Woke Stasi, El Capitan, is pretty badass. It actually reminds me of one of my favorite scenes from the brilliant, groundbreaking FX show Louie, have you ever seen it? Well, sorry fuckos, it's gone forever now, where Louis C.K., has a shot at replacing Letterman. As he's fully flop sweating it out for the guy who's auditioning him, Louis goes to a deep, deep place of desperation and fart poop fuck boobies juvenilia to get the job. Because he's fucking terrified. And it is so goddamn authentic that it makes your heart sing. And you feel like you're not the only one who's been both so low and so high at the same time. That maybe you'll recover. I don't really think Judd Apatow should be cancel culture D by any means, but I'll tell you one thing. By Apatow's standards, he surely does. Indeed, Apatow now positions himself as a solidly left-wing force of social justice in Hollywood. But his movies and comedy style have been, by today's social justice standards, problematic. As the Penthouse video documents in part, movies like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Superbad, and Step Brothers were full of bro humor and graphic sexuality. At the time of publishing, Apatow had not responded to the Penthouse report.